Hello?
Next?
Oh, my word. Are we okay? Good evening, everyone, and if you still have any ear left, welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my lovely co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. Hello, everybody. We're having a little excitement tonight.
Yeah, that must be a hello from the universe.
or the goddess. Scream.
Wow. Okay, so perfect time for the goddess is with you and magic is afoot. tonight's show.
She's practicing opera.
Evidently. Our reality is making less and less sense. I tried to do this show last week, and reality was making no sense at all. So, and with the goddess, everything is possible, and the goddess always says yes. Many lost that connection a very long time ago, and now is the time to reconnect and feel the love and support as we move through a time that is unwritten. Lord. Come and connect tonight with the goddess, and I have had all the strangest energy stuff going on tonight, so I know we've got a lot of beings with us. So I want to talk about magic.
We love magic.
Yes, and I've got some interesting comments from people, about magic and scaring listeners off, and I thought, oh, isn't that interesting that people
what?
Would go there? Well, you know, we'll get to it. At any rate, the reason for the show is I've had a couple of really interesting weeks.
That's the best kind.
Oh, yeah. They have been unbelievably interesting, challenging, unique. Don't usually encounter this kind of stuff, but I always figure that since I'm kind of out front, I get to be the giant guinea pig, and there's nothing you can do but laugh about it, because if you get upset, why, it doesn't work. So I'm going to share my own story, and then I'm going to go into the things that I did. And then the things that the team has done, I'll let the team talk, of course, from there and answer some questions. But, and it really pushed me to really reach into my magic. And it really wasn't optional. And I think we all go along and really don't go there unless we absolutely have to. You know, sometimes I get so busy and I get tired and blah, 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 and you know, there's so much going on right now. We all feel really kind of pushed energetically. And I had one note from somebody that said, you know, I don't want to hear about magic. My life's a mess. Blah, 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 blah. I said, oh, okay, good. Well, let me talk to you about things you can do to help clear it up. So I'll just say I had some unexpected guests. And they were not physical and on any level. They were actually etheric. And they came in by me allowing someone to stay in my home. Now, this was an innocent thing on their part, but it's something I'm very, very careful with normally. And this is where we really need to be very attentive these days. Because there are, and I hate to ever go to these places, but it's time that we really look at this and be very clear right now. There are beings, and everybody that's listening to this show, I can tell you, you're all bridges. Therefore, I've said this 1,000 times, I'm sure, the stakes are getting higher and higher. And so it means, you know, from my perspective, what I learned is I had to be a lot more diligent. And I actually got an email from Adrian DeVere's confidant in Israel, who is dying. And,
oh
yeah. And she said, the team, somebody from the team came to see me and said, you have these devices. They cannot remove them, They're in your yard. They cannot. They're around your home. They cannot remove them without you identifying them. And so the team needs you to identify them. Again, this is co-creative. Okay, it's our planet. We're the physical humans. Only when I say, remove this, could it be removed. We tend to think, you know, that everything's going to be done for us. I can tell you that's not the case.
Darn.
And I've certainly learned that through some of the experiences I've had medically and so on. So I have learned to be very discerning in who touches me, who comes into my house, making sure that I keep the energy really clean. And when I'm here, the energy is pristine. Please, not because I'm going to ascend any moment, but I'm diligent about keeping the energy clean. And, you know, I'm obsessive compulsive. I own that. But everything is in a perfect place energetically, in alignment, this, that, the other thing. You know, it just, and if anything is off even a little bit, I can feel the shift in energy and it throws me off. It's very, very strange. So, at any rate, I was like, are you freaking kidding me? So, which was really good. It woke me up out of kind of a little bit of complacency. And I went out with my pendulum. I checked the front of the house. This has only happened one other time. There was something on my water source for the outside water. And every time I go in the backyard, I would not feel well. And the same thing, I got an email from Israel. And I was able to identify it, and it was removed. This time, there were a number of devices that were, I don't know if you want to call them robotic or whatever, but they weren't humanoid in any fashion. They were actually, as she described it, sending negative energy into the house. And it was, now the sessions, what's interesting is that as I insulated because of the things I do, the healing room stays insulated because I don't let people in here. So it was very interesting that once I would come in here to do sessions, everything was fine. When I'd walk out, my hair would stand up on end, and I was just energetically kind of a wreck. And my dogs would not go outside. How interesting is that, Veronica?
Wow.
They were beside themselves. They would not go outside. And my little one, my little girl, who's like 5 pounds, was freaking out because she would never pee. And so she was just going crazy.
Aww.
And
was it just over 2 weeks? I mean, before that it was okay?
Yeah, it was only there for a couple of days, okay? Maybe a couple of days. I mean, that's how fast it was. And so I went outside, and this is a very interesting story. I have a pendulum that is like an extension of me. It's very sacred. It has a lot of goddess symbols on it, very special stone in it. I have worked with it for eons of time in this lifetime. And I went out, and I could feel them, but I double-checked with my pendulum each place. But I was in such an altered state, and I was able to locate each one and tell the team, out, out, out. And I had to go palm under palm trees and around here and down there until I got everything out. There was nothing around the front. It was just in the back. And so immediately the house was saged. I had to identify the source of where this came in, and I knew the source, and all that was saged. And then, and this is something I'm telling everybody because I want you to be really, really clear. This is the time to be very clean with your energy. And if you're feeling funky, or if the energy in your house feels funky, or you're feeling funky and things just aren't going right, please, because it's not a matter of how spiritual you are, how good you are, how much you've earned. It's a matter of if you're here, okay, and you're in alignment and you've come, your life purpose is to make a difference, you can be vulnerable. And so you need to be diligent. And, you know, maybe not everybody's going to have this experience, but it's been interesting as I've talked to different people and advised them what to do, what a shift it made for them, like, immediately. At any rate, I saged the entire house, starting in the upper corner, because I have a two-story home. And then I brought in a pyramid of mirrors, and I did myself. And I want to talk about the pyramid of mirrors, because this is really powerful stuff. And this is high magic. We're not talking witchcraft magic. We're talking high magic. It comes in out of the universe. These are pyramid-shaped mirrors, and they come in an S-curve or a spiral. I always see them in an S-curve. Others may see them differently. And you can hear them tinkle, literally, and shining as they come in from the universe. They come in, and they will come at your direction, okay, and form a base. They'll overlay, form a base under your feet. And then start coming around and coming up around you and overlaying until they create the four sides of a pyramid, mirror side out. Okay? You know when it's done because you'll literally hear a ping at the apex when it's done. My advice to everybody, you do as you please. Every morning, and every night before you go to bed, especially night, because that's really when you're most vulnerable. I had somebody staying here, and when they staged their bedroom, what was interesting, in their bathroom, the biggest energy was right on their bed. The bed just smoldered. So I think that's a really big sign, okay, that we can be vulnerable. And again, this is not about being afraid. It's about taking our power and setting our boundaries, because I've been hit with boundaries for the last 2 weeks in very interesting ways on many different levels. I you know, really would say this is more about boundaries than anything. You can then, I would recommend, if you live in a condo or an apartment or whatever, you bring in a second set and do your unit, okay, or if you're in a single family home, do your home and your property, okay? So to the outer corner of your property, if you're in a condo or an apartment, the four corners, including whatever roof, and if you have somebody living above you, go straight up above them and create your pyramid, or if you feel better, just go to the ceiling, but it's going to go really wide. It's going to go into somebody else's place. So set your intent to not include other people's energy.
Mm-hmm.
Then, if you live in a building where you're in a unit, condo or apartment, do the entire building and property. So that, in essence, you have created, okay, this amazing, truly magical energy around you and very protective. Again, not intended to hurt, with harm to none, but anything that's reflected to or coming towards you is reflected back out. That's really what we're doing. It's not doing it with disrespect or fear. It's setting boundaries. I do me. I do my house. I do my bed before I go to bed, so that I go into this cocoon.
Does it take just a minute? I mean, is it instantaneous?
It doesn't take long at all, and you'll feel it. Now, I'm going to tell you, what's been really interesting is the response that, because as all this was going on, you know, I shared it with different people, and how quickly things shifted for them. The team was working with someone the other day, and they had indicated to this person who works in a high-rise building in downtown San Francisco that there was some energies on different floors and a little bit of jealousy and this and that, and they could see the energies moving up to the floor that this person happened to be on and so on. And so while they were on the phone with her, they set the pyramid of mirrors for her, for herself, for her home, for her property, and the building in which she works, which is an iconic building in downtown San Francisco. And then she asked, which I thought was so interesting, she said, I don't know why I'm supposed to say this, she said, but I work out every day at this other building, and this other building is even more iconic in downtown San Francisco. It also houses a financial institution that I would say certainly doesn't play in the light. Let's put it that way. And so the team, in their infinite, amazing wisdom, because every pyramid, the frequencies were different. And this, the person we were working with, who does a lot of energy and so on, was amazed at how different the energies were for each pyramid. And then they set one for this particular building, and then also for the gym in the building. But since they were there, they did the entire building. And I can still feel that those energies in San Francisco. They set them so strong that it was just like, oh, my God. And so it's a constant reminder to me. Years ago, Lazarus, during an intensive, talked about the fact that Jack Purcell, who channels Lazarus, and, you know, nobody else at the intensive heard this but me. I'm always fascinated by this, but this happens a lot when you go to Lazarus. Because Jack flew a lot, and Lazarus taught him to do this fluorescent pink light to bring it in again in an S-curve or a spiral. And for me, it comes in crackling and very sparkling and very electric pink. And I use it, as Lazarus had suggested for Jack, prior to taking off on any flight. I bring it in and I do the wheels and the brakes and the, you know, the front compartment where the pilot is and, you know, every working part of the plane and the interior compartment, the whole outside of the plane. I call it the cosmic beeper. And this goes back to probably 1988 when I first heard about it. And I've had various people who I have told about this, who have called me from airports in different parts of the world to say thank you, that it literally, and my kids don't fly without it. I also use it with my car. But these are things, you know, I think everybody can do things their way. These are just things that I happen to know work. And I think it's time for us to remember how incredibly powerful we are. The team a long time ago got very pushy with me about, that's why they moved me out of the other home, that I had people coming and going, and they were coming in with sometimes not the best energies with them. And this stuff would stay behind. And it got to the point where the damn house was breathing. I couldn't get everything out of there. I really didn't have the skill set that I do today, you know, and the understanding to get everything out, to clean it out, to be very diligent. And I've had people say that they've come to the door and that some other part of me would say, your guides stay outside, and wouldn't let their guides in. Evidently, I don't know, some other part didn't like the guides for some reason. So I think that, and this is high magic. And this is the magic that we worked when we were really, really connected to the goddess. We knew what to do. It was second nature to us. Ritual was second nature to us. This is why people are so drawn to religion. They love ritual. It still makes you feel very holy. I mean, you can still walk into a Catholic church in a high mass. And, you know, it's the ritual feels very spiritual. Regardless of whether you believe in the teachings or not, is immaterial. Plus, there's a lot of praying that's gone on there, so there's a lot of good energy.
Mm-hmm.
I think we tend to judge that, you know, more on the negative. But I have to say that I have learned over time that it really is based on what people leave there, the amount of energy that they put forth, the praying, the love, the devotion, and so on, leaves energy. It's not a structure or a building. It's really the people. But I just felt that it was so critically important to talk about this because what I have found, and I don't know about you, Veronica, but I am becoming more and more aware of how my energy syncs up with other people. Are you aware of that when you're around other people?
Oh, it's terrible. Well, it's not always terrible. Sometimes it's good. Because, Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Yes, I'm aware of it, yeah.
And so what, and I'll give another case in point. I had to go to Monterey to have a minor surgery, which was just to close up the neck of something. Wasn't plastic surgery. I don't know, I wish. But and it was a very loving, I was very excited about this. Had I done this years ago, I could have avoided all the other surgeries, blah, blah, blah. You know, we live and learn. But the team had told me very specifically that they were going to work through the doctor's hands and take out some different things that needed to come out of there. It was the final kind of cleanup going on. I was very excited to go. Had my tickets for a month, so on and so forth. I get to the airport plenty of time, etc. There's only two flights a week. I stood there and watched my plane go off. Literally. Watched my plane load and leave. I was so, and I'm like, what is going on? I booked, I then, of course, I'm in panic because I'm having surgery the following morning. In the airport, I have to find, and this airport is huge now, McCarran is gigantic, and I'm out at the D gates, you know, out as far as you can get. I've got to find another plane to get me to California, rent a car, get somebody to go to Monterey and get my luggage because it's on the airplane. I sit right next to the door for the next plane because I don't trust myself because I don't know what's going on. I do not know what is, it feels like something is trying to stop me from getting there. And I'm thinking, oh, come on, Jackie, you're making this up. I get on the plane and it's really hot. It's 110 outside. The plane loads up and they load it up. We get out onto the tarmac, and they say, "We're sorry, ladies and gentlemen, there's a problem with the plane. We have to return to the gate." And I'm like,
no.
Are you freaking kidding me? So I'm doing, and I don't, this is the weirdest part, I can't access my magic. I don't know what's going on. I'm trying, but I'm not feeling it. It's like I'm in this box or bubble. Was the strangest thing that's ever happened to me. So we're there for another 45 minutes with no air conditioning at 110 degrees.
Oh, wow.
On the tarmac. And I'm in the middle seat. And they say, well, we're going to fly with only one air conditioner because by the time we get another plane here and move the luggage, blah, blah, blah. So we have to fly. I don't know why we had to fly low, but maybe because it was an unscheduled flight by the time we got out of there. And everybody got off the plane. Their legs were all swollen up. So we're halfway there. There's an emergency on the plane. and they're looking for medical personnel, and I'm like, you better heal, damn it. Nobody's turning this plane around. In the minute I hit California, everything was back in place, but I have to tell you, it was hysterically funny, and when I walked into the hospital, because I had to have it done in the hospital the next morning, it was like walking into heaven. I don't like hospitals because, for me, energetically, they're a little challenging because there's so many entities flying around in there. I'm assuming you experienced the same thing, Veronica.
Yes.
It's like you walk in there and you think, oh, no. And, you know, you want to try to help everybody cross over, but it's a bit of a challenge. And it was like walking into heaven. It was the most pristine place I have ever been in my life, and absolutely beautiful and clean and polished. And I thought, and it was like I was the only person there. And I thought, okay, I give up. This is like too beautiful. This is where the magic really does come in. So at any rate, I hope all this helps you, because I will promise you that you will notice an unbelievable difference, not only in the energies in your home, but in the way you sleep, and also in your overall feelings, because right now, energetically, the electrical energies have been, I think, extreme. Would you agree, Veronica?
Yes. Oh, yes. I feel bopped around a lot, and I feel like kind of dizzy at times, and then like that.
Exactly. I mean, I feel so much stress in Vegas because there's so much electrical energy here anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so my elbows will break out. We don't know what this is, and it's not psoriasis, and nobody can seem to. When I was in Monterey, whatever they put in the anesthesia, I showed them, and I mean, by the time I got there, I had hives. What a wreck I was. Mm. And whatever they put in there, elbows healed up, ties were gone. I was so good to go. I'm home a week, okay, and my elbows are like screaming, and you know, I'm like, oh, Lord. So the energies are plus I've been in computer hell for several days, so even more energy going on than
normal.
Well,
that's a lot to do with electricity, too, isn't it?
The computer man that has cost me a fortune told me that in his life he has never seen anything like it, and he would never be able to describe it to anybody, because he said what goes on here is, first of all, you can't explain it. And electrically, he said, because I'm good, if I get a computer for a year and a half, it's amazing, and I buy top of the line. And this time I bought the strongest computer I could find. You know, it's not one of those, you know, it's not an HP or any of those name brands. It's one that's built to be a workhorse. And I'm still waiting to see if it's going to work. But everything went haywire at the same time. So I'm always dealing with electrical energies, and I know you're so sensitive. So anyway, for all of you that are feeling a little challenged in your hair standing up on end, please understand that's why. Either you're zonked out or wired out. And
I keep saying the hair on my mind is blowing backwards.
That's very funny.
Hey, Jackie, can I throw in a non sequitur here?
Yes.
There's a new, you might have already seen it, there's a television show called Saving Hope. Have you heard of that?
No.
Okay, it's on Thursdays right after this show. And what it is one of those, like, Grey's Anatomy, this in-the-hospital kind of scenarios, but it starts off with a guy and a woman, both doctors, they're on their way to get married. They're in a car accident. He goes into a coma, and then he goes out of his body, and he's roaming around the hospital. And then through the episodes, there's a number of different people that are in either transition or, you know, being challenged like he is, and they go back to their body or they leave. But there's this kind of interesting sub-drama and so on going on amongst the people that are in the halls that are out of their body. Very interesting.
How interesting. What a great premise.
I know.
It's called Saving Hope.
Yeah, it's called Saving Hope, and I won't say, I was going to give away something, and I thought, well, no, people might catch up on it. But I think we should kind of reinforce the use of that kind of show, so I'm telling people.
Great. Oh, no, that's wonderful. Thank you.
And I think you can probably get it on Hulu, since you'll probably go to bed right after this.
Yeah, I will, if I can land. Okay.
It's just a good sign.
Okay. I'm going to go into channel. Did you get the questions, Veronica?
Yes, I have them. Thank you.
Okay. And are we still dealing with two?
Just two so far. But if other people want to send questions, send them to me, and I'm ready.
Okay. Give your email address, please.
Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com. And I'm
okay.
Sitting right here.
Beautiful. All right. I haven't even gone into channel. The dogs are barking at the energy. Our welcoming committee. Welcome, everyone. All right.
They see you better than we do.
Announcing our arrival. We love it. All right. Well, they're not really dogs anyway. They just pretend to be. All right. The goddess and magic. Now, we want to say to all of you, there was a time when every one of you had lifetimes where your relationship with the goddess was alive and vibrant and real and palpable. Palpable. And the reemergence of that relationship and that energy. Far beyond anything that most of you can even understand, some of you do. We would add to some of the things that the channel said, that if you're going to cleanse your home, cleanse your cars, and you could cleanse your cars, by the way, do it in the name of the goddess. Or God, goddess, all that is, whichever you feel more comfortable with. We do recommend that you use white sage and natural products. Now, some of these come in what would you call them, like a bundle, Veronica? What do you call that? Like a cone type bundle.
I don't know what it's called, bundle.
All right. Mm-hmm. We recommend that you put them on something natural. And the channel has something that's all feathers that she uses. And again, just this kind of honoring energy as you move the sage around. Make sure you sage yourself. Bottoms of feet, up between the legs. Chakras, don't forget your chakras. All right? All around the crown, under the arms. Don't forget. Down the back. Some of you have children and engage the children. Now, you don't want them running around with things that are going to leave cinders, but in the Middle East, there are many that sage on a regular basis and have their household staff sage on a regular basis. Very diligent about it. Now, we want to share a couple of them, then we're going to get to some questions. Windows, start in a corner, the far corner, and work your way around, pushing everything either down the stairs or down the hall from the far corners. Go around the windows. Only things of the highest light may enter. only things of the highest light may enter. Do it for the whole room, right? You're setting your spiritual boundaries here. And don't underestimate the power of who you are. That defeats the whole purpose. You've done these things before, and greater, and greater. Also remember when you travel, very important to do this. When you travel, very important to do this. Now the channel shared her little story with you. She failed to do it. She didn't share that part. We're not even certain she remembers. She failed to do it before she left. She was just feeling so good about everything. But again, she wasn't being diligent. Now, we're not fear-mongering here, but we are saying, all right, that you're very important, all of you, and much more powerful than any of you really realize. Much more powerful than any of you realize. This is not a time to play small. At all. Not at all. You're not wanting to kill anything off. You're simply saying, we're sorry you're not invited. Right? You're not invited into my space. You're not invited into my experience. Go on now, go home, return to wherever you came from. Now, as you sage again, be conscious behind the doors. In closets. Remember shoes and clothes, please. Shoes and clothes carry a lot of energy. Jewelry carries a lot of energy. Files carry a lot of energy. So if you have files, you know, many of you have your income tax files or client files or whatever kind of files, or payment files, they all have energy. They have the frame of mind you were in when you were working with all those documents imprinted on there. Open drawers. And again, sage. Sage. The channel did this once when she had an office in a real estate company. And she did all the files, and the smoke was billowing everywhere. Right? Everywhere, everywhere. And she did it had two windows in it and a door. And, you know, really, you couldn't go in the damn thing for at least a day. What was interesting is people would then come to the door. As she said, only people with the highest light, you're not allowed to enter, blah, blah, blah. They would not come in, and several of them commented on the fact that they didn't feel welcome in the office anymore. What had been done? Now, it's not that you want to throw people away, but ultimately, all right, let them keep their crap out there. If you decide you want them in, invite them in. Give them permission. What they're feeling is the lack of permission. All right? That's how powerful you all are. Every one of you. Every one of you. Now, as you bring the energies down and down and you get your sliding glass doors, the same thing, windows, don't forget, you know, some of your drains, etc. All right. Just encourage everyone down the stairs or down the hall. Go on home now. Go on out out, 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 and again, following behind. And once you've done it all, then start to set your pyramids of mirrors, all right? And keep it up. Do it every day. You're going to feel a lot better. You're going to sleep a lot better for but you're going to be amazed at how you're going to wake up not feeling as exhausted, many of you. Many of you are, we've heard this complaint a lot from people saying, I just wake up exhausted. I have to take naps during the day. Use your magic. In the name of the goddess. Very powerful when you do it that way. Bearing in mind, for any of you who are listening, we are not talking about witchcraft here. We are talking about the goddess. We are talking about the goddess. There's a big difference. Now, Veronica, do you have any questions before we read the other one?
I don't have any questions, just the ones that you've sent me.
All right. No, we meant any of your own. All right. Go ahead and do the first thing.
It's funny because you asked that, and I was just thinking the difference between witches and the goddess is a kind of a continuum, isn't it? It's kind of interesting, growing up to become more conscious.
Well, the distortion of the power of the feminine became the witches.
Mm.
The distortion, in other words, to create a sense of fear, which then got very out of balance, didn't it?
Yes, and power over.
That's right.
Mm.
That's right. So it became distorted.
Mm-hmm. And competitive and...
Yes, but it was never that way.
Mm-hmm.
Never that way. And for many of you, you're almost afraid to develop that love again with the goddess for the fear of loss. This is in a collective consciousness because it was so devastating when you felt that you lost the goddess.
Mm-hmm.
And the feminine became suppressed and lost their power. And men stopped integrating their own feminine. It was a dark time on the planet. Very dark time on the planet as a result. Filled with sorrow. And you're going to find many of you, and we certainly are seeing this with the power of retrieval, how many of you chose lineages that included very strong connections to the goddess in this lifetime. Very strong connections to the goddess in this lifetime. Because that's what you're here to bring back. As the lantern of not only the goddess, but of the empress, of earth, of nature, of creation. The Indians, of course, referred to her as Spider Woman, who spun the universe.
Mm.
All right. You'd like to read the first one now?
Yes, I sure will. It's yes, I do agree this reality is not making any sense, no sense at all, but I'm aware today that I trapped myself in my own thought bubble. Where is my design of the outside? Oh, where my design of the outside world helped me create my own chaos. And that chaos took me away from the goddess. This was all formed out of fear. There are many reasons why I took this road, and as I write this email, I ask myself, where does one start with one's story? My connection with myself was once lost, and I don't blame anybody for that, but today it's different on all levels. That spark is back. Today I make a conscious effort to have a loving relationship with the goddess. And this is because the team and the goddess have helped me develop a loving relationship with myself. And that's from Christopher.
Oh, Christopher in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how perfect for that letter to be from Ireland, isn't it?
Yes, Yes, yes.
All right. The strong Celtic energy in Christopher carries this beautiful, beautiful energy. This magical energy that he remembers at a cellular level. And he is emerging so rapidly because it's awakening in him. And there are so many of you that have this Celtic heritage. To various parts of your lineage. Right. Scotch and Scotland and Ireland. Where the pagans, where they practice paganism, which again, very misunderstood, again, aligned with the witchcraft. Anything that had power that the masculine didn't like was labeled as negative. And yet, incorporated into your Catholic religion, pagan holidays, and many of the symbols of paganism in order to pull the pagans into Catholicism. Most people are not aware of that. Now, we encourage all of you, we've talked about this a little bit before, to hold the energy. Hold the energy. We're seeing this come up a lot for people as well. Hold the energy. Some of you carry Native American lineage of very interesting combinations. A lot of Hispanics are awakening now. And they have been overall very downtrodden, working very hard. Their health, the majority of them, not good at all. All the sorrow and the struggle and each of these nationalities are coming forward for healing now. To also heal, to heal the country. And the Hispanics and the Mayans, all of those that brought in, especially the Mayans, that brought in tremendous connection, of course, magic, ritual. Very connected, and of course you're all talking now about the Mayan calendar. They're very much up for healing now. A lot of Middle Easterners, we're working with people all over the world as we see the beauty and wonder in every one of them. And they're coming forward with very strong lineage. We're very grateful for their participation and helping to heal the collective. Hey, you have another one.
Yes, it says, does your definition of magic include from the God of your understanding, the majestic adorning God in Christ's knowledge? We are of the same root, though much of our language and thus definitions were based upon the fears of whatever the ruling class was within the societies that we came within to dwell. So when we speak of magic, we hear all the old conjuring descriptions, and before you might consider it, you might even have lost many of your listeners due to their fears. So I might suggest you draw them in with the title of how Gaia first as the garden. Uh-oh, my computer just flipped its lid here. let's see, before you might consider it, you might have lost many of your listeners. We read that. So I might suggest that you draw them in with the title of how Gaia first, as the Garden of Eden provided love and healing for all creatures living therein, and then show how the indigenous folks attempted to channel these energies of life from Gaia to those out of balance and foster healing for them through rituals. that even though the shamans knew and felt within themselves to be real, but could not relate about them in words to their people? That's a very oddly written one, so it's a difficult question. Did you follow it?
We did follow it. And again, we thank this being for their contribution, because we appreciate what they're actually saying. And that the practices of magic, they're relating it back more to nature, all right, than to what we talk about in terms of working with Merlin and working with a goddess and what we want to say. And we're not here to lose any of you. And if we do, well, we're sorry. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we love you. But we are here to encourage you to reclaim your own personal magic. Magic is not limited just to Earth. Although you tend to think of it as limited to Earth, and as this email says, all right, conjuring, you know, some of these negative ideas coming up with it. But those are all distortions, you see. They're distortions. We're talking about those of you who will become alchemists. Alchemists. Changing things into gold. Is that a metaphor or is that a real?
Mm.
You decide.
You see, I now have four more questions. I don't know if that matters.
All right. Well, then go ahead.
Okay. So one of them is, I would like to ask the team how to disengage from being what feels like a giant clearing station, and why would one engage in that in the first place? My body feels like it can't take much more of engaging this way. Thank you.
Oh, good. Okay, well, we hope you've really been listening. And you're the perfect candidate to stock up on good white sage. All right? And literally, out of love for yourself, don't go into victim here, because that's not going to help you. That's not where you access your magic, out of victim. It's by declaring your boundaries.
Well, so the next question is relevant here. It's that she says, since imagination is important in everything, why can't I cleanse my world, my realm, my abode through intention alone?
Well, let's stay with the first one. Is this all one email?
No, but I thought they were related, yeah.
All right. Well, let us finish with the first one, all right?
Okay, sure. Thank you.
All right, now, your charm. If you feel that, and when we look at you, what we see is just an accumulation of a lot of stuff that hasn't been cleared out. And so we would become very, very diligent using sage to clear and cleanse all the energies that you've picked up, be grateful that you're able to transmute them. All right, cleanse and cleanse, bring in the pyramid of mirrors, regular morning, night, okay? And then you can pick and choose and put it out there. I now declare that I will pick and choose. If I decide that I would like to offer help to someone, I can tell them how to do it and they can cleanse themselves. Because you don't want to be a martyr with this. You're not here to be martyrs. You can't be of service if you're a martyr. Now your second one. Sorry.
Okay, since imagination is important in everything, why can't I cleanse my world, my realm, my abode through my intention alone?
Well, if you loved yourself enough, you could. But we don't know any humans that are capable of loving themselves, capable of loving themselves that much. you are still dealing with. Paradox on planet Earth. Please be clear with that. You do have energies that aren't real excited about some of the wonderful things that all of you are doing. If you are absolutely, completely loving to you and absolutely convinced that through your imagination you can shift it all and your belief system is strong enough, go ahead. We give you things that we know are very solid and work. But if you are able to hold your energy through this time of transition without having to do any of them, it's wonderful. We celebrate that. This is not a one-size-fits-all. You are creating your experience. There is no question about it. And the paradox is not this or that, but this, that. You also have some opposite polarities because you're on planet Earth. And the agreement would be that there would be light and dark.
Well, we've got that.
God, what is all that is, experiencing itself as everything, becoming more of who it is. So if we said to you, well, it's a big game, oh, well, we'd feel the aches coming at us, but in a way it is. It's an incredible game that you're playing.